It is time for MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni, Christmas Week Edition. Andy, Merry Christmas. Welcome.
Merry Christmas, Bill, to you and your family. And we're back once again to talk all things Red Sox and baseball.
All right, we got it. So what do we have this week for Red Sox news? I would think there's not a lot this week, but I could be wrong again.
Well, for the most part, no major big stories out there to update you on, but we have some nuggets out there to pass along, as we always do. First of all, we want to let you know that don't look for any big-name free agents under your Christmas tree coming up at the end of the week. Red Sox don't appear to be in play for them because outfielder George Springer and pitcher Trevor Bauer and second baseman DJ LeMahieu, because Red Sox have to part with their second-round draft pick if they sign any player to a deal worth at least $50 million. So Chaim Bloom says he's most likely going to rebuild the roster with more team-friendly contracts with free agents, as well as getting players through the draft.
Wow. Well, you know, with the I don't know if they're going to fill the stadium this year or not, you know, with the way things are going, even if they were allowed to. Who knows?
Yeah, well, no doubt. The way things look, if they could bring in the whole park, I don't think you'd see many sellouts starting things to start the 2021 season, that is for sure.
All right. What else do we have with the Red Sox news? Any pitching news, other minor league stuff going on?
Well, the Red Sox have added 9 non-roster invitees to spring training. 7 of those players are pitchers. Red Sox did sign a couple pitchers as well to minor league contracts, Zach Kelly and Jose Disluck. Former Red Sox pitcher Daniel Bard of the Rockies has won the 2020 Tony Conigliaro Award, which is given out every year since 1990 to a player that has overcome adversity. Last week, Bard was named the National League's Comeback Player of the Year.
We just mentioned crowds and attendance and so on, but what's the deal with the Red Sox tickets and that kind of stuff?
Well, the Red Sox sent out their Christmas present to their fans this week, especially the season ticket holders. They sent out the renewal information. Season ticket holders have until January 15 to decide if they want to re-sign again for 2021. But along with that bill, the renewal package included a Christmas card with Wally on the front wearing a mask, making a snowman out on Fenway. And then there was a Red Sox ornament, as well as a candle that smells like the grass at Fenway. So the Red Sox trying to entice you with some extra gifts to try to sign on the dotted line.
Some freshly cut Fenway Park grass.
Now, if the Red Sox sent you actually a container of real Fenway grass, that would be something. But the candle itself, that doesn't do much for me.
I don't know. Well, whatever. On a cold winter's night, it could remind you of Fenway Park. Light that candle up.
There you go.
You know, you always talk about the what's happening on Nesson, Andy. And I'm thinking this week, with the holiday talk, Nesson seems like something like a holiday decoration. You know what I mean? Like, Andy, do you have your Nesson up yet? You know, do you need a little more Nesson this year for their festivities? It seems more like a holiday kind of a thing.
Well, they're doing everything they can, Bill, to get their ratings up, because obviously with the Red Sox games this year, the ratings took a huge hit on Nesson, so they're trying to do anything possible to get you to tune in. And Red Sox Classics do continue this week, Bill, on Nesson Plus. It's the best of the rivalry with 3 o'clock first pitches coming up today. It's a game from May 1st of 2006 as David Ortiz hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 8th to lift the Red Sox to a 7-3 win over the Yankees. And coming up tomorrow, September 15th of 2016, the Sox scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the 9th, capped off by a 3-run walk-off home run by Hanley Ramirez to beat the Yankees 7-5. So if you're looking for some good Red Sox cheer around the holidays, just throw on one of those Red Sox classics. You'll definitely have a W at the end of the programming.
You got it. There's the other Ramirez, the lesser-known Hanley Ramirez.
Yeah, great.
Great name. Okay, Andy, Major League Baseball news. What's happening across Major League Baseball?
Well, payrolls around the league went from $4.22 billion in 2019 to $1.75 billion in 2020. In fact, the Red Sox total payroll for last season was $64.3 million. Of course, that's because of the reduced salaries to players playing in only 60 games. Yesterday, the Phillies named Sam Fuld as their general manager. He'll be working under President of Baseball Operations Dave Dombrowski, who was hired last week. Fuld was actually a finalist for Red Sox manager before they rehired Alex Cora.
Mm-hmm. And Tony La Russa back in the news?
Yes, the new White Sox manager, Tony La Russa, he pleaded guilty to a lesser misdemeanor charge of drunken driving from his arrest outside of Phoenix back in February. La Russa has been sentenced to 1 day of home detention. I think we're all doing that during this pandemic, though. And then he's fined $1,400 on top of that and has to complete 20 hours of community service.
Oh, man. How about 12 months of isolation? For,
exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what this extra 1 day is going to do. But
1 day.
Okay.
I mean, with a message like that, I think Tony might be opening up a cocktail or two to celebrate that decision.
Yeah, and rumors are out there that his new contract with the White Sox will provide him Uber and Lyft rides to and from games in case he wants to do some celebrating. So that might be part of the deal as well.
Oh, man. All right. But at least if he's managing, I mean, he was managing when I was a child, I think. So that's good. That makes you feel younger. All right.
Yeah, it's good to have an old face back in the game. I'm all for it.
Why not? And maybe Sparky Anderson will be back soon, too. Any other baseball news this week, Andy?
Yeah, another award was given out yesterday. Bill, Blue Jays pitcher Hyunjin Ryu was named the 2020 Warren Spahn Award winner as the best left-handed pitcher in baseball.
All right. Andy, I guess that's it then.
That's it for the Christmas edition of the Baseball Insider. We try to dig up any little bit of info we can for you, and we found some things that I thought were interesting. Hopefully you did too.
Yeah, all the lights worked with you this week, Andy. Everything's working. It's shiny. It's bright. Thanks so much for joining us, and to you and your family, have a great Christmas as well.
Same to you, Bill. Enjoyed it once again.
There he is, our MSO New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.